take a look at the behavior of others so that we can feel better about our bad behavior. First story comes to us from New York City. About 3:20 in the morning, Sunday, cops in New York went to break up a University of Albany frat party.
Well, it's a city that never sleeps. 3:20 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
The afternoon for some people.
But Albany is 3.5 hours to the north, so these are frat boys that went down to the Big Apple to
party. Well, while they were outside, a 19-year-old frat brother decided to pee off of the balcony right onto the police officers.
Oh, they love when that happens.
Mm-hmm. He was arrested. Guess what he was charged with? Reckless assault. He was arrested for reckless assault.
Hold my beer.
While I recycle. Earlier in the week, police in
Florida.
Yes. Caught a 24-year-old guy trying to shoplift an entire shopping cart full of cat food. He told them he was stealing it so that he could sell it to a friend who owns 300 cats. He was arrested for grand theft. There's no word on whether or not the cops are going to investigate the cat-hoarding friend. Now, if you got a buddy that has 300 cats, you're going to steal cat food to sell to him?
There's nothing you could do to help that friend.
Wow.
Really.
But you're going to sell it? You're not going to say, like, listen, dude, here's the cat food. I understand you're having a tough time.
You're not getting anywhere near a house that's got 300 cats in it.
Oh, gosh. Tuesday, police again in New York pulled over a guy because he had an expired inspection sticker on his car. Turns out it was a 47-year-old lawyer who had stolen $1.5 million from one of his clients. Ah, way to kill out that stereotype there, buddy. He had several warrants out for his arrest. And now he's been arraigned on grand larceny charges.
He didn't get his car inspected and get the proper sticker. That's nice.
You stole $1.5 million and you can't go and get
for
your car.
One of a nail, the battle was lost.
Nice. Way to go.
What
All
would
right.
you want if you were in that business to make sure everything was buttoned up with
oh,
your vehicle?
Oh, heck yeah. You see, it's just these things, that little things that you forget. You cannot commit the perfect crime. It can't be done. Last but not least, a 29-year-old pizza delivery guy in Pittsburgh got carjacked on Tuesday night. Cops spotted his car the next morning and started giving chase until another car blocked it at an intersection. It was the pizza delivery guy. He'd borrowed a friend's car to go looking for his car. Then, when the suspects tried to run away, he chased them down, tackled them, and held them until the cops took over.
Let me guess. The guys who stole the pizza delivery car's guy's car failed to take the Papa Murphy sign
wouldn't that
off,
be
the,
funny?
Off the roof.
How did you guys know that?
How could you find me?
Well, yeah. You know, trust me, in jail, if you don't deliver in 30 minutes or less. Anyway. All right. What? All right. So let us now, with that bit of information, lift your spirits this way.
Oh, officer, you were there? Oh, I didn't know.
It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
The Lego Movie is opening up today. No, Chris, that's not what you think it means. So you can't make it to the Lego Movie, you say? But you still want to see toys come to life? Do what Tom does. Drop acid. A man rushed on stage during a Taylor Swift concert in London. They were together for about a minute. Or as Taylor Swift calls it, a long-term relationship. Tom Sizemore said he was high when he said that Bill Clinton slept with Liz Hurley in the White House. And he was really high when he said Bill slept with Hillary at the White House.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's not a marriage like normal people think
of
a marriage.
Oh, goodness gracious sakes, no. Yesterday would have been Bob Marley's 69th birthday. Insufferable white kids everywhere marked the occasion by humming One Love while whiting up a doobie and putting Jamaica stickers on their BMW that their parents got them for their birthday. Rob Ford declared yesterday Bob Marley Day in Toronto.
He did not.
He says he'd been a Bob Marley fan for as long as he can remember. So, you know, about 2 hours. Vanity Fair reports the head of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, was abused by his ex-wife, Wendy Deng. She abused him by making him watch MSNBC. No? Nothing? Okay. Sochi is receiving a lot fewer foreign visitors for the Olympics than they had originally expected. There are so few English speakers in the city, it's beginning to feel like Los Angeles. Thank you. 64% of people say they're more likely to watch TV than have sex on Valentine's Day. In other words, 64% of people surveyed were married. Isn't that right, Tom? 28% of people have gotten professional help to try and get over an ex, and by professional help, they mean hiring a hitman. That has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for stopping by. Please use all the information contained therein for good, not for evil.
I'm into the gym now. That's my new thing in my life, working out. You know what pisses me off about the gym, though? You ever see a person at the gym that's got too many muscles? You ever see that guy? The guy with too many muscles, like you look at him and it frustrates you because you know he's done. It's like, why are you still working out? Like, you can't do nothing else, man. That's it. Like, when you get this muscle right here, the one that go from your ear to your shoulder, you won. It ain't nothing else left for you to get. This is it. This muscle right here, like, do you understand? Can't nobody beat you? You can defend chops, choke holds. You can eat a turkey sandwich while they hanging you. It don't matter what they do when you got that muscle right there. I want that muscle. But just because you're big don't mean you can survive every fight, though. Like, my uncle went to the gym faithfully. I remember I saw my uncle get knocked out. This thing made me laugh so damn hard. You ever see somebody get knocked out so bad they try to grab everything on the way down? Because he didn't want to fall. He got hit. All he had to do was fall, but he just made it last too long because he was arguing. He was like, listen, man, you don't know me. Don't judge me. Motherfucker. What it was, he never worked on his legs. His legs was weak. And he didn't have this muscle. If he had this muscle, he could have took that hit.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.